Before their heyday in the 80s as unlikely MTV superstars, ZZ Top were just three bluesmen from Texas. After their first two albums met with poor sales and even worse concert ticket sales, it all came together on this date, July 26th, 1973, with the release of their third album, Tres Hombres. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. In the early 70s, Southern rock was really taking off nationally with the success of Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Allman Brothers Band. But while those bands were rooted in their Gulf Coast origins, ZZ Top represented Texas through and through. And neither Skynyrd nor the Allmans had the blues roots of ZZ Top, which was evident in the opening track, Waiting for the Bus, segueing immediately into Jesus Just Left Chicago. Embracing their background with songs about honky-tonks and hot rods, the sense of humor of the band also came through on a number of tracks, especially the only officially released single, LaGrange. Though it never reached the top 40, it peaked at number 41, it would give ZZ Top their first significant mainstream attention.
The song came together, we had this nice boogie beat. One of the inspirations came from Buddy Holly from Lubbock, Texas. He had a big hit with a song, Peggy Sue, followed up later with another big hit called Peggy Sue Got Married. And he spoke about the rumor. Is it true? Did Peggy Sue really get married? Which led to the lyrics of LaGrange. It says, there's a rumor spreading around in that Texas town about that shack outside LaGrange, and I hear it's right most every night.
Initial album reviews of Tres Hombres weren't that great, but retrospective reviews have been much kinder to the band. They'd follow up the album 2 years later with the half-live, half-studio album Fandango that would give the band their first top 40 hit in Tush. But a legendary career all began to come together for ZZ Top on this date, July 26th, 1973, when they released their breakthrough album, Tres Hombres, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.